Over the past couple of weeks, we've been reminded that there is evil in this world. During times like this, people of faith are confronted by non-believers with the question of, why does God let this happen? The answer is quite simple. God doesn't. Satan has rule over the earth. And don't take my word for it. The devil himself said it to God himself. In Job, which is the oldest book of the Bible, by the way, Job chapter 1, verse 7, and the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. We also learn in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the god of this age, Satan, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Throughout the Bible, we're told that those who believe have to expect to endure and overcome. And we do this through God's word as we're empowered by his wisdom. In Ephesians 6, verses 11 to 13, it says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. As well, in Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And that means that while we pray, we also need to take action against evil. Otherwise, it will continue to spread, will continue to attack. Satan's so arrogant, being powered by, unfortunately, many people, he doesn't even walk around in secret. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, there will be a time when this will all change, and God will rule over all. That'll be when God creates the new heaven, new earth, as we're told in Revelation 21. That won't be by destroying everything that exists, just the evil. God will accomplish that through his cleansing and might. When will this come to pass? It's not up to you to ask. It's up to you to have faith.